This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from CalHall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. President Obama pressing Vietnam to respect human rights.
I think there are universal values written into the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. They're written into the Vietnamese Constitution, which states that citizens have the right to freedom of speech and freedom of the press and have the right of access to information, the right to assembly.
And some critics in this country take issue with the president on the source of such rights, saying that they are derived from God himself. The Senate takes up a defense policy bill this week. We get details from correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill.
The defense authorization bill sets defense policy for the coming year. It includes a measure to require women to register for the draft. Arizona Senator John McCain, who heads the Senate Armed Services Committee, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell both support the measure. The House has already defeated that amendment in its version of the defense authorization bill.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill. Presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump pulling ahead of or even with Democrat Hillary Clinton, according to two major national polls. That marks four surveys in a row now in which he's crept up on or surpassed her altogether. Washington Examiner chief political correspondent Byron York telling the Salem Radio Network.
These polls are big news. I believe it is the first time that Trump has been ahead of Clinton in head-to-head matchups in the Real Clear Politics average of polls since they began compiling an average in July of last year, July of 15.
More than seven decades after being killed during World War II, Private Earl Joseph Keating's remains finally coming home to his native New Orleans.
It's a lifelong promise of my grandparents and my parents to bring Earl back home.
His nephew Michael Keating Jr., who says he's glad to be finally bringing his uncle's remains back home. A villager discovered the remains last fall on the Pacific island of Papua New Guinea, where Keating died in 1942 battling the Japanese. More of these stories from townhall.com.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available for Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
More airbag recalls, this time from Toyota Motor Corporation, and we get the details from correspondent Keith Peters.
Toyota is recalling nearly 1.6 million vehicles in the U.S. to replace potentially faulty front passenger airbag inflators made by Takata Corporation. The recall includes Toyota Scion and Lexus models from the 2006 to 2011 model years. The airbags could deploy with too much force and spew shrapnel into the vehicle. They are responsible for at least 11 deaths worldwide. 17 automakers, including Toyota, are adding 35 million to 40 million inflators to the 28.8 million that have already been called back for replacement. Keith Peters reporting.
Police in Daytona Beach, Florida say an 85-year-old man reported missing has been found, but only after getting into a car crash that left a 21-month-old girl dead. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew. The House has passed Kerry's Law. It's a bill to make it easier to dial 911 from other phone systems than the ones we normally use, like those in hotels.
Legislation inspired by a 9-year-old girl trying to reach 911 to get help for her dying mother. She didn't know she needed to dial an extra number to get an outside line and later told her grandfather,
"I tried four times, Papa, but it did not work. I tried four times, Papa. But it didn't work."
Oregon Congressman Greg Walden says the legislation would require phone systems like those in hotels to allow direct dialing of 911 without requiring a prefix.
This Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Democrat presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton turning down an invitation from Fox News to participate in a debate with rival Bernie Sanders in California. It would have been scheduled before the state's primary June 7th. More details on these stories from townhall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. By the way, we do have some more Risen DVDs to hand out. So by all means, if you would like a copy, your very own free copy of the movie Risen, which is being released officially this week. In fact, today, as a matter of fact, and in honor of that, we're giving away a free DVD. All you got to do is send me an email. Say, Bill, hey, put me in the hoppa. Get me in the running here, okay? And send me your name, your address, all that good stuff. We'll think positive. And we pull out your name. You're a big winner, 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 okay? And we'll be happy to send you the movie Risen, your very own copy. And with our compliments, and you can enjoy it with your family and your friends and your Bible study. What a great, great movie. And, you know, last week we spoke, had the privilege and honor again of talking with the Aiello brothers, the producer, screenwriter of the movie, that has become one of the top 10 best-selling faith-based movies on the market today. Just a terrific, terrific perspective. You know, Paul, as the screenwriter, came up just with a rather unique concept here that takes a rather epic biblical story and gives us an interesting perspective on Risen from, you know, an atheist, I guess, so to speak, atheist point of view, who goes out and, you know, checks out all this rumblings and the, you know, things of the resurrection. And, you know, and he's out there to make sure that Jesus' disciples did not steal the body. And, you know, what it must have been like back then as we go back to, you know, 30 A.D. and imagine what it's like. Most incredible. The entire package, the way it was written, the movie itself, the acting, the scoring. You know, we also had the privilege and honor of speaking with the award-winning musical conductor as well, so great fun. But anyway, okay, Risen, so just send me an email, real simple, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com, and we'll put you in the running for it, okay? All right, and good luck. And then also a little bit later on today, just so you understand, we're going to do something a little bit different. We haven't done this before. Dr. Joel Wallach is going to be coming in, answering your questions about health. And, you know, you know, we believe in good health. I don't know, maybe because, you know, being the age I'm in, you know, it's kind of like you remember what Yogi Berra said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. And Dr. Joel Wallach is going to stop by and answer your questions about health and give you some great, great advice. So looking forward to him being with us and talking about that. Well, of course, in the political arena, because here we are from Maui, I will say aloha. You know, there's just nothing like the beautiful islands of Hawaii, and we're guests of the Kaanapali Beach Hotel, and, you know, just a real, real special place here in Maui. And having a good time and, you know, talking, as they say, we're talking story. There's lots of story to be talked about, especially politically, you know, with what's going on with one Donald J. Trump and Hillary Clinton as the polls continue to tighten up. But, of course, that discussion, and I'll relate more of that to you a little bit later on. But right now, we're real fortunate to have with us Christopher Kelly. Christopher is back with us. He's a classicist and a historian who specializes in the Roman Empire and the classical tradition. His first major work was Ruling the Later Roman Empire in 2006 and the End of the Empire in 2009, characterized as a semi-popular work. He took a revisionist view of Attila the Hun as a thoughtful and effective political and military leader. And today we're going to be talking about some military history that has been little known. And maybe, and people go, well, why would some of this military be so little known? Has it all been revised? Has it been lost through the annals of history? You know, what exactly has gone on? But Christopher Kelly will help us understand. Christopher Kelly, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Great. Good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, I want to talk about America's first major invasion, because you've done these invasion series, and which is really interesting. And I think that many Americans, when they consider, you know, how many invasions that America has been involved in, you're saying that out of what have been involved with a spectacular 191 out of 194, the United States has invaded or fought in 85 out of 194 countries in the world, and has had some form of military involvement with a spectacular, as I say, 191 out of 194 of them. I mean, I'm not sure America, you know, really can get that number in their brain, but you did some studying and research for us, and help us understand what that represents.
Sure. I have a colleague who is English, who wrote a book called All the Countries Have Invaded about Britain, and about he wrote a book about how Britain invaded 90% of all the countries in the world. And I read that book with interest, and as an American, I was curious to see how America would compare to Britain. And we haven't invaded as many countries as Britain. We don't have as long as history, of course. But we have invaded about 44% of all the countries in the world, about 85 countries. But we've been militarily involved with almost all the rest. We've had in some significant way, from alliances to bases and significant involvements in different countries.
Well, you know, and along the way, Christopher, you know, America has been accused of being imperialistic, and you could argue at certain times historically, you know, that there's credence for that. But many times, you know, is what has been become the vernacular of the day of America being the policeman of the world. It's been that where other nations have said, look, we're in trouble. We need Big Brother to come in and kind of straighten things out here, right? So it hasn't been just a one-sided, aggressive, imperialistic outreach.
That's right. I mean, when we talk about invasions, we define invasions as Americans fighting abroad in a foreign country. And sometimes those invasions are, in a sense, invited. I mean, like when we invaded on June 6th, 1944, with D-Day, along with, you know, the British and Canadians in France, we certainly were... We weren't welcomed by the Germans, but we were certainly welcomed by the vast majority of the French at that time. And I would certainly argue that the world would be a much darker place had it not been for that particular invasion, for the American efforts to liberate Nazi-occupied Europe, to liberate the death camps with the Holocaust and so forth. And there are many examples that you could cite of that, too. I mean, like, when we fought in Norway as well during the war. To some extent, we parachuted troops into Norway that fought and helped to blow up bridges behind enemy lines and did things along those lines. But, I mean, so a Norwegian wouldn't necessarily classify that as an invasion, but we did because clearly it was a case of Americans fighting in Norway.
And as you say, it would have been, well, I'll tell you, it would be a different world had not America been around. And I think Dinesh D'Souza posited that that particular theory of imagining a world without America, right?
that's right. I mean, I think that the world would be, you know, a very different place without America. I mean, that you had in the 20th century had the challenge of the Kaiser and Imperial Germany in the First World War. Then you had the challenge of fascism in the Second World War, the challenge of Imperial Japan in the Pacific, and then also the challenge of communism after World War II as well. And had America not been militarily strong and militarily active, the world would indeed be a very different place than from what it is today.
Christopher Kelly, classicist and historian, is with us. We've got more from Christopher on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Our conversation with Christopher Kelly continues. He's the author of America Invades. former chairman of Chiron Corporation, retired TV exec, and a lifelong passion for military history. Many of his family have fought in previous American wars. He's also the author of the book Italy Invades, a fascinating book, and we've had a chance to talk to him previously about that, how Italians conquered the world, and that book is also currently available. And I will direct you toward regarding AmericaInvades.com, AmericaInvades.com. That is the website. It is packed with photo galleries, video blogs, related military links and events. And in light of Memorial Day just around the corner, you know, I think this is one of the things that we appreciate about history, lest we forget. Is there's been a lot of blood and treasure over the years that have been invested and expended on behalf of the freedoms that we enjoy today in the 21st century. And it is great reason to pause and be thankful for those that have given so much. And Christopher Kelly, I cannot thank you enough for being the historian that you are and bringing it to the front, because sometimes we can get lost in the, you know, in the picnics and the barbecues and the family time. But what is at the heart and soul of our country and why we pause for Memorial Day is hugely significant, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, to remember the sacrifice that of those who came before us in so many wars, and America is a country that was, you know, born in war with fighting the British in the American Revolution and expanding the country westward across the continent, and, you know, two world wars, of course, and of course many other conflicts that we've been involved with over many years.
And part of the challenge that we're faced with historically is that, you know, go figure, we're human, so not necessarily perfect, but we've been blessed with this, you know, with the concept of this great American experiment, bringing democracy to the West and being that shining light on a hill. And, you know, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, everybody is not necessarily singing Kumbaya and happy to see America be successful, are they, Christopher?
No, certainly not. And I mean, the world as a whole is, I mean, we're unusual in the sense that we enjoy democracy and freedom of the press and freedom of expression and all of that. And that's, even today, even though democracy has spread, there's still many, many parts of the world where that's not the case, where you just don't have, where you might have a government-controlled press and you have just a very different situation. So we're very fortunate in the United States to be a free country. And, of course, that, you know, is a debt that we owe to those that have served.
Why do you think, Christopher, today that the American experiment, what we've been able to enjoy as kids growing up, why is it so under attack and seemingly so vulnerable today?
What's under attack, would you say?
You know, our American way of life. I mean, one of the things I'm hearing across the country in my travels, I had mentioned to you, you're in Spain right now, making sure the rain continues to fall mainly on the plane there, so you're checking that out. I'm here in Maui, Hawaii, and as I traverse across the country, one of the things I'm hearing repeatedly is the fear that Americans have is that we're losing grip of this great democracy that we've enjoyed.
Right, right. Well, there is the risk of that, of course, and that democracies don't always last forever. I mean, the Romans had a form of democracy, and then they lost it to an empire. And so you have had, you know, empires in transition. I mean, I'm talking to you from Spain, and in Spain, is, of course, we had a chapter on every country in the world, including Spain, and Americans did fight in Spain. I mean, some of your listeners might be surprised that you had, there was a gentleman named Oliver Law, who was a taxi cab driver from Chicago, and he was the first African-American to have overall command of an American unit when he commanded the Abraham Lincoln Brigade during the Spanish Civil War. Unfortunately, that command didn't last long because he was killed shortly afterwards. But and the casualty rates for in the American Lincoln Brigade were incredibly high. I mean, out of about less like around 2,500 Americans that served, about 800 were killed in that. And you know, so there's an example of Americans fighting. Sometimes Americans have fought in wars that are not really their country's wars, that have, you know, they've volunteered to fight. I mean, there were Americans that fought in the RAF during they're called the American Eagle Squadron during the Battle of Britain,
exactly,
even before Pearl Harbor. So you've had Americans that sometimes we get into, you know, other people's fights, even so to speak. But I think it's a rich history, and I think it's good for all of us to be aware of what's gone on in the past.
And I think also, you know, as you mentioned earlier, for us to consider, because we hear so much about the negative effects these days as opposed to the positive effects. And as we touched on earlier, now in your book, you address the very first invasion launched by Americans long before 1776. Speaking of little known military facts, break that down for the audience.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I think that, again, listeners might be surprised to hear that Americans were fighting overseas in 1744, and this was during a war that was called the War of Jenkins' Ear. It was between the British and the Spanish. And you say, well, how can that be when there was no Declaration of Independence and no real USA? But there were Americans, and there were Americans living in the 13 colonies, and they were, you know, British subjects, of course. And so about 2,500 of these, mainly from Virginia, ended up fighting in what is today Colombia, and they were led by a gentleman by the name of Admiral Vernon of the Royal Navy. His nickname was Old Grog. Liked rum, anyway. But one of the troops that was in his command was a guy by the name of Lawrence Washington, who was the older half brother of George, and the attack was unsuccessful. They assaulted Cartagena. They weren't successful. And then he died of disease and so forth. But Washington must have formed a high opinion of his commanding officer because he named his home after it, calling it Mount Vernon. And when he died subsequently, he left it to his brother, George, and George retained the name. So there's a direct connection between George Washington's home, Mount Vernon, and our very first American invasion.
Exactly. Interesting. You say there are three countries we never engaged militarily. What three countries?
These are three that we've missed entirely. Not only have we not invaded, and there's a lot of countries we haven't invaded or fought in, but there are three that we haven't had really anything to do with. And those three are Andorra, Bhutan, and Liechtenstein, some pretty tiny countries, mountainous countries that obscure ones that we've missed. But everywhere else, we've had some significant involvement with over the years.
Yeah, it's because Liechtenstein, they're pretty well behaved. You know, there's no reason for us to go and do anything with them, right? I mean, really nice people, you know. The other thing I want to talk, because this keeps cycling in light of ISIS and the Muslim conflict, is the Battle of Tripoli. Break that down for our audience.
Battle of Tripoli was an interesting thing. That was in Libya. What was Libya? Mm-hmm. And it was the very first war the very first time that a foreign nation declared war on the United States was actually the Bay of Tripoli. And he did it by actually, I mean, there was an American consul in Tripoli, and he actually chopped down the flag, was his kind of act of war, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so it was a situation where there were the Barbary pirates, and the Barbary pirates took many hostages, many Western hostages, European hostages, and they also took some American. One ship got stuck on a shoal nearby, and the whole ship was, I believe it was the Philadelphia, was captured. And so the American government, and we're talking the Jefferson administration, had to figure out how do you ransom how do you get these sailors back? And with the whole crew back, and they ended up launching a small invasion of Tripoli, and that's why, of course, in the Marine hymn they have from the halls of Montezuma,
shores of Tripoli.
Exactly.
There it is. Yeah, being a former Marine, every time I hear that warms my heart. You know that. Christopher Kelly has been with us. Christopher, we got about 15 seconds. Remind everybody of the websites that they can go to for more information.
Sure, they can find the book at AmericaInvades.com, and 5% of proceeds go to military charities, too. And the other book is Italy Invades at ItalyInvades.com as well, or on there.
Well, in honor of Memorial Day, Christopher Kelly has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Christopher Kelly, thank you so much. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners across the country are concerned about the economy and are taking a wait-and-see approach to growth as election year anxiety rises. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, only 29% of entrepreneurs are confident the national economy will improve in the coming year. Furthermore, 67% believe the presidential election will affect their business. More than half say the same for congressional elections. Small business owners also expressed increased concern about health care costs and the stock market. As a result, they seem to be pulling back on hiring and growth plans, which have both declined since last year. Rob Hilson, small business executive at Bank of America, discusses the findings.
The unusual nature of this election year appears to be impacting the outlook of small business owners for both their business and the economy. Nearly 6 in 10 entrepreneurs plan to keep headcount the same, and another 17% said they were undecided about hiring, suggesting that many are taking a wait-and-see approach.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
You think it's easy being him?
Everything can be fixed if you're willing to pay for it.
So, who's gonna be our super high roller?
Bill Martinez live. Who else?
Hey, why not? Let's keep them rolling here. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Bill Martinez. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time for the Good News Girl, the one, the only, Samantha Mills, back in North Carolina. As I'm, another ocean apart from you, Sam. It's always good to be talking. Don't you love technology? I love this.
I love technology, too. It just really changes the way we're able to discuss things in the world. And I bet people years ago would never have been able to even imagine what we're doing today. I couldn't even have imagined, so it's really cool.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, here we are doing this radio show. We're 6 hours apart. You go, hey, it's real early there. It's not even light yet. Yeah, it's very dark outside. But, no complaints. I'm here in Hawaii and Maui, and we're guests of the Kanapali Beach Hotel, a terrific hotel. And this is where I think you ought to come. I think you got to think about coming to Maui here, for the old, little getaway honeymoon thing,
I think that's a strong possibility.
Well, I know. We got to do that. And either that or Kauai, that's our other favorite island that we spend a lot of time in. So, we can check this out. It's loaded with rainbows and waterfalls and great people. And, oh, my goodness, fresh fish to die for. Always good fun. But enough about Maui. Let's talk about these viral videos that you've searched out. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com and check out Sam's Corner. And if you have an offering that you want Sam to be aware of, drop her an email and say, hey, Sam, we haven't heard about this viral video. I think this is awesome. And And she'd love to take a look. And we had some good, you know, some good input from people that have offered a couple of great ideas. So that's always cool, right?
Oh, absolutely. I always love to hear any suggestions that you guys have. Because, you know, like, four eyes are always better than two. And you guys will see something out there that I might not have been able to see yet. And, you know, we always want to share the coolest stories with our audience. So,
And this has been... Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Where do they need to connect with you?
Oh, it's samscorner.dml@gmail.com.
Hey, it's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And then we talk viral videos, man. Why not? Let's do it. Happy Chewbacca Mom, which is a sweet story. It's going viral, and it breaks a Facebook record. I guess Mark Zuckerberg didn't think it was political, so we had a chance to not have the the calculus manipulated. And it's done some outstanding numbers. Tell us about that.
Okay, that's right. You know, okay, this lady posted this video in the parking lot of Kohl's, and it's the most simple, like, non-presumptuous video you've ever seen. She just got something that she loves with all her heart. She builds up for about 2 minutes telling you how excited she is about this present. She won't say what it is, and it's a present for herself. And then she suddenly takes this mask out. It's a Chewbacca mask and puts it on, and it makes the noise like Chewbacca makes when she opens the mouth of the mask. And
really?
It is just pure joy. And, okay, the reason this is significant is because she had, since May 19th, she's had over 140 million views on this video. It broke a Facebook record for the most live views, like, for the video with the most live views of all time. This is just a three-minute video of a woman in a Chewbacca mask. And the cool thing is she's using her fame. You know, she was talking about using her newfound fame to promote the word of God. She's a youth leader, and she wants to really get her ministry out there, or, you know, get the word out there about God and spreading this message. And just what a unique situation she's in. Who would have ever gotten a million? I mean, and if you watch the video, it really will make your day. This woman is pure, really filled with pure joy. It makes me want to run out there and get a Chewbacca mask myself.
Exactly.
I bet sales are going to go up.
Yeah, why not? We need to find a link, Sam, for a Chewbacca mask, you know, and make that work and follow the lead and spread a little bit of joy, because there's plenty to consider here. And congratulations to our Chewbacca mom. Now, speaking of mom, because we just got done with Mother's Day too, you know, so we got a mom's viral video explaining why you shouldn't be friends with your kids. Now, some people might say, wait a minute, I want to be my kid's best friend. But her perspective is very valuable here.
Well, Christina Kusnick is very, you know, she does this video and she's so entertaining. And there's a reason that this video is going viral. And it's because it's really resonating with different parents out there. And she's kind of eating a tub of ice cream while she's telling the story, which makes it hilarious. But she's like, you know what? All three of my kids are mad at me right now. And you know what? I don't care. And she goes on to explain, I don't care because my job as a parent is to make sure they come out as decent, well-adjusted human beings. And if they don't like me, that's okay. That's part of what happens. You know, it's not to make them happy all the time. It's not to be their friend. And she just does a really good job explaining it. And it makes you kind of have the feeling that she does a really good job as a mom. You know, my mom and I are best friends now, but when I was growing up, I didn't necessarily always agree with what she had to say or what she had to dole out, but that's okay. You know, I think a lot of people in this generation are kind of pushed to make their kids happy all the time. And if your kids aren't happy, then you're doing something wrong. And she's just kind of going against that. And I think that people are just glad to hear somebody say it. And, you know, it's an enjoyable video. And she's eating ice cream, and it just makes it awesome. And she's like, and you know what? I'll tell you something. There's always ice cream on sale at the store nearest you. So go and do that if you have a better day.
Exactly. Well, you know, her children, thank you, you know, very much, are not subject to any kind of microaggression. You know, this culture in which we live in, where everybody's got to be so sensitive about their feelings. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we have jobs to do as parents. We have a critical role to play. And if we're not playing that role, you know, then our kids are going to miss out and they suffer as a result of it. And, you know, this is great. It's great timing right now to help counter, some of the narrative in the culture that says that our kids should get a performance trophy and, be acknowledged for all the simple things of life and that sort of thing. And, this mom's just telling it like it is. So, hey, this might be an encouragement to parents to say, look, I was raised a little bit different. And today, because of the culture and, it's amazing what kids are taught in school today and, the kind of things that come into the household. And, if you're raised like I was raised, my parents raised 10 kids. They didn't have time to negotiate, It wasn't about negotiating,
Well, that's right. And then you also, when you're growing up, you're a kid, you don't know any better. And, what makes you happy at that time is not necessarily what's going to make you happy in the long run. And it certainly won't make you easier to deal with if you always have gotten your way. So, hopefully.
Well, it's still about value. It's still about values and character, and that's what my parents instilled in us was, they were instilling values, character, and modeling for us.
Right.
Now, I want to talk about KVUS talks to a hospice staff behind a viral Florence and the Machine video. What is this about?
This is such a sweet video. There's a viral video that's going viral. There's a group called Florence and the Machine, and it's a singer and a guitarist. And there's a 15-year-old hospice patient who was unable to attend their concert in Texas on Friday. And so the hospice staff reached out to the group and they asked if they would be able to come in because this young girl, that's all she'd been talking about. Her name's Karina. That's all she'd been talking about for weeks. Mm. She kept saying, do you think I'll be able to go? Do you think I'll be able to go? And unfortunately her health took a decline and she wasn't. Well, the group came in and they thanked her for about 45 minutes and there's actually a couple different versions of the same video or the same, recording the same event that are going viral. It's just touching people. Wow. And people were in tears the whole time. And, the look on this girl's face to see the band that she loves performing right in front of her is just unbelievable.
I bet.
She doesn't feel good.
Just way precious is all. Hey, Sam, we've got time for one more left of 30 seconds here. An officer who saved a young girl from a fire 20 years ago sees her graduate from college. How special is that?
Well, Josie DeFonte was actually saved by a whole team of rescue personnel about 20 years ago when she was 5 years old from a burning apartment building. There was one particular officer that helped bring her back after she had, she couldn't breathe anymore. So he did CPR all the way to the hospital, and he always kind of kept in touch with her, Officer Getz.
Well, all these videos, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, they're all linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner. You will be touched, and you know why we have the Good News Girl on with us every week. Thank you, Sam.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new Zenith, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new Zenith because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The new Zenith Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We are ready to take this country in a fundamentally new direction.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
This is why the 2016 election is so important, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're a lot smarter. As I've been insisting, experience defines preference. And I'm telling you, if you don't have a better idea today of what is going on in your government, where have you been? It's just like, look, we need you engaged in what is going on with our country, and we need an intelligent and an informed electorate. This has been the problem. The politicians have taken advantage of us. We've been busy about trying to live life, and I understand you may say, hey, look at Bill, I got kids to raise. I'm trying to put kids through college. I just don't have time. You have to make time. You've got to engage and get involved in the conversation politically here, and particularly evangelicals. I got to tell you, being an evangelical myself, it grieves me to think how, how people can sit there and just stay in the pew and say, okay, hey, I'm going to leave this up to God. Let God handle this. I don't need to get involved. As evangelicals, we're to be salt and light. We're to be that catalyst in a culture. When you look back historically on this country, it has been Christians, it has been the evangelicals who have been at the forefront of an incredible amount of change and trajectory. And I mean in a very positive way here. But I would say to you, even in spite of the choices that we're faced with today, though most of America, I say most of America, a large number of Americans say, look, I don't like either one of the choices. Well, guess what? That's what we got. And it may be, again, as it has been lately, it's the least of two evils, I guess. Some are looking at it, but it's like, okay. They're vying for a job, and you have to think as a project manager, somebody who's hiring somebody, who has the qualities, what kind of president? Think about it. What kind of president do you think America is going to need in the next four, 5-10 years? What do we need? We know that we've got some key Supreme Court appointments coming up. We've got a country that has been I think more vulnerable than just about at any time, almost you might say it's like 2000 all over again. Militarily, we've been backing off. I mean, we're at military levels that are pre-World War II in certain cases. I mean, you know, the things that are happening overseas in America just is kind of shrugging at some of this stuff. And I'm not necessarily saying, you know, even though we had a great conversation with Christopher Kelly and talking about how America is invaded, but we've been that, in a sense, the conscience of the world, good and bad. But, you know, this is we're starting to see a theory that President Obama and others like him that think that America should back away and we should not be involved in these issues around the world. Well, we're backing away and look what's happening. You know, a void cannot exist. You have the rise of ISIS. You have all these bad players now coming on the scene because America is not there to protect the world and protect our interests. And I understand that sometimes, you know, there's a thin line there and it can be a challenge for people. But look what's happening. You know, we've now seen your theory in play. America backs off. ISIS rises. And we've got a lot of bad players. We've got a pending nuclear Iran going on. And, you know, it's a joke. And I say it's a joke because we negotiate with them and we're being told by our own representatives that all is good. You know, Iran is, you know, they're benign. They're all looking to do good things for their people. And then meanwhile, you see the videos overseas and, you know, the people are, you know, they're jumping up and down and celebrating that, you know, death to America. And these are the people that we're negotiating with. I, you know, as Christopher said, let's go back and remember history with what happened with the Barbary pirates and why our then president said, OK, send in the Marines, because it was clear this was an ideological war. And you know, nothing has changed. Very little has changed from then to now. And the only thing that's changed is, as opposed to having a president that has the wisdom and insight, and I will say this, in my humble opinion, you know, to be able to see it for what it is versus a president who says, look at, theoretically, I think if we all get together and we all sing from the same hymnal, we can all get along. Well, when somebody wants to kill you, I'm not sure how I can get along with somebody who just wants to kill me for being who I am. So, you know, here it is. So, again, the onus is on us as the electorate to make sure that we're well informed and participating with what is happening in our country. Lisa Conyers is with us right now, and we're going to talk about welfare. The U.S. government spends substantially more on welfare programs. Are you ready for this? $700 billion a year. Now, I want you to get your brain around this. $700 billion a year. Now, that's more than it does on the entire defense budget. Are you shocked? And this is what we've been doing here. Let's bring Lisa on. Lisa Conyers has written, you know, the book, The Human Cost of Welfare, How the System Hurts the People It's Supposed to Help. Lisa, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. You know, this is something, I mean, for all the money that we the people have invested in welfare and keeping this in perspective, you know, that we want to offer a handout. I mean, this is the nature and kind of it's entwined in the DNA of this country. We're a very gracious, very giving country, and we want to support people. But we want to give them a hand up in such a way that it doesn't cause them to lose their dignity. But the current system, more and more, what I'm hearing is that we kind of de-signify people through this process of welfare. What did you find in your research?
Well, you know, I agree. I mean, we are a giving and caring people, and we you know, do want to help those that are less fortunate than us. So I would say the welfare system comes from a good place in our hearts. But sadly, it's actually doing more harm than good to the people who actually get on the programs. And the argument we make in our book is that work is just so essential to human happiness. And it's, you know, how we identify with ourselves and self-actualize and have that feeling of earned success. And welfare programs put people in a position where work is risky and scary. And we incentivize people not working rather than working. And that's bad for them. That's bad for them on a, you know, just very personal, emotional level, and we should be finding ways to fix that and stop just putting people on the dole and saying, you know, stay in poverty and out of sight and don't work, and getting them back into the community and part of, you know, our economy and our culture.
Well, Lisa, you and Phil Harvey, co-author of the book, The Human Cost of Welfare, have cited that, you know, to your point, that we're incentivizing all the wrong thing. And in the process of doing that, we're compromising people's happiness. And I agree with you. We've said on the show for a long time, at the very heart of every human being, and not only just Americans, but every human being, is you want to have this sense that you've been productive, that you've contributed at the end of the day. And we have robbed people of that. I say we, the system, this welfare system, and, you know, to your point, incentivized all the wrong behavior. And is it any wonder, you know, these people, you know, we have generation of, we have raised generations of welfare recipients. There's not a lot of success that you can come out of there and say, hey, look, at this is what we've done with welfare. We've invested trillions of dollars in welfare, and look at how much better. I mean, there is a career path. There's yes, we got people coming in, but they're going out, you know, as opposed to just coming in and staying there.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And, you know, I traveled around the country for this book. I interviewed people all over the place for many months, and I cannot tell you how many times I heard, this isn't the way I thought my life was going to be. I thought I was going to be part of the American dream. I had, you know, growing up, I was going to, you know, I saw my future as, you know, having the job and the kids and my own home and being able to provide for my family and, you know, be a role model to my children. And now I am just stuck. I am just surviving. I am stuck in this system, and it's just a trap. And that's not right. That's not right that we do that to our fellow citizens. You know, there's something just not what we meant to do.
How do we get on the other side of this, Lisa? I mean, I know at one time, you know, with President Clinton and a bipartisan legislature got together, we effected some welfare reform, and then suddenly, you know, it's like we didn't learn from history. I mean, we saw some positive things come out of some welfare reform, and it looked like, okay, good, we made a right move, but then it wasn't much longer afterwards that we were back into our evil ways, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, that's correct. I mean, the welfare reforms of 1996 were supposed to do just that. They were supposed to provide a bridge from welfare to work, and the whole idea was we added the work component and said, you know, no more of this generational dependence and no more of just being on the dole. If you get on welfare programs, we're going to be gearing you up to go to work. And we placed millions of people in jobs. I mean, it went very well. But over time, the rules eroded, and states started to request waivers, and, you know, we made up all kinds of reasons why you didn't have to follow those rules. And, I mean, there were reasons for that. One was, you know, a lot of the work training was divorced from the actual work employers, you know, so the state was providing training, but the employers, it wasn't the training the employers needed, and the employers weren't the ones telling the state, you know, what they needed. So there was a disconnect there. There was also blips in the economy where, you know, when the economy was going really well, it was easy to place people in jobs. When the economy isn't doing so well, it's harder to place people in jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, what's happened is just we've just put aside a lot of those rules. And in our book, I mean, the last part of our book is all about solutions. And they all have to do with how do we get people back to work? Because that's the key, is how do we incentivize and make work look more attractive than the dole? And how do we make it possible to, sure, give them the help they need, but not make it a way of life and not, you know, disincentivize getting back into the workforce.
Exactly. Lisa Conyers on Bill Martinez Live. Congratulations on the human cost of welfare, Lisa. Where can people get their hands on the book?
Well, you can get the book on Amazon. You can also get it at our publishers, Prager Publishers. And if you go to our website, humancostofwelfare.com, there's a coupon code you can use to get a discount on the book. And there'll be a documentary coming out about the book on PBS this fall, so hope to continue the conversation then.
Well, let's have you back too, Lisa. Let's see if we can do that as well. Congratulations again. Thank you so much. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
To receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day, go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.